Back here for our Scott City Coaches Show here on Mix 94.5. And so you're talking girls tennis, the Lady Beaver tennis team wrapping up their season last week at Class 4A State Tennis Meet in Prairie Village there. And it was a tough day for the team, and but a lot of learning took place there here with Coach Cheryl Kocharik. And Coach, I know it wasn't the day or the weekend that you guys were hoping for, both your singles and doubles players teams going 0-2 on the day, but you know, just the experience that you guys were able to have that Friday, I think, is going to be big.
It is, Adam. Just like you said, we walked away with some good experiences moving up to 4A. I thought the girls went out there and played the best they could.
And starting off with Mallory, she'd been your lone returning state qualifier from a year ago, and played a tough match in her first one there, and then came on that backside and had another one, and you know, played pretty tough right to the end there. Just wasn't meant to be. But you take a look at who she faced right off the bat there, and even in the consolation side, those two players were All-State.
They were. They both came up and placed in the medal rounds the next day, and she played them tough. She didn't just lay down or anything. She gave them everything that she got, you know, had, and played tough.
And then, of course, you know, number two, or not number two, but doubles team of Madison Roberts, Tatum Wells. This is the first year of our varsity extended. They, you know, played here and there last year as sophomores on varsity. But, you know, to go to state is pretty big for them, considering where they really started in their careers there. And even to get to states and put up a couple of points here or there, I think that was big for them.
It was real big, and they learned a lot, learned what to expect at state, you know, just like at regionals, that playing two out of three right from the beginning is tough, and learning how to, when you're down, not maybe you've lost that first set, but you still have a chance to come back, and they walked away with a good experience, I think.
I mean, this is a 4A is a little bit of a different animal than 3-2-1A in a way that it's deeper, probably, I think, and than 3-2-1A. Not to say that there's some good players, because there are in that 3-2-1A, but making that adjustment to 4A, what did you guys maybe see at the state that you hadn't seen maybe last few years being 3-2-1A?
Well, you know, the competition is maybe it is a step higher than even at 3-2-1A, but I don't want to take anything away from 3-2-1A at all, because there are some great players there. You know, the schools are just bigger, and we went from being one of the top dogs in 3-2-1A to, you know, almost one of the smallest in 4A. So that's a huge adjustment. We have about, I think, 290 some kids enrolled, and we were playing schools with 600, 700, you know, enrollment. So there's a little bit of a difference there.
I mean, more to pick from there, but you know, good to see kind of the regional champion. You guys were at McPherson, they were up there in the top, and of course, you know, Topeka Hayden's always going to have pretty good tennis there, and Independence has been tradition rich, McPherson and all that, and you guys, you know, hung with those, some of those. You had to play Hayden and play McPherson along the way through state there, but you know, I think that's another eye-opening experience.
It is, and you know, this will be what we can take into next year. And that's what we've just got to build on, where we finish this year. I'm proud of the three girls that made it to state. They went, they represented Scott City great, and they played hard.
This year, of course, it wraps up. It always wraps up too fast, it seems like. But it was a good year, a rebuilding year and a reloading year, I guess you could say. And you're going to have a pretty good group coming back from next year. Do lose a few seniors here along the way here. But, you know, what are some things that you guys would like to kind of take into next year from this year's experience?
Well, you know, we'll have four girls that were on varsity back. And so those girls can always step up and lead the way for those others. And out of those four, three of them made it to state. And so that's great experience to build on. And you know, and they're going to be seniors, so that's also maybe a little more to dig down and try and walk away with a medal at state.
You guys have had a great year, considering everything, you know, learning kind of the foray, what to expect from that, and with pretty much a virtually whole new team on varsity to begin the season there. You guys have had a great year, and it goes fast, and I think there's a lot to be excited for. Coach Sherrick Acharik joining me here on the Coachy Show, and thanks again for everything all season long. Your team was fun to talk to, fun to watch compete there, and I guess we'll see you in the spring.
That sounds good. Yep, we'll be back for boys season, so thank you, Adam.